From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. South Korean rescue divers are trying to reach those presumed trapped inside a sunken ferry. From Seoul, Jason Strother reports nearly 300 passengers are still unaccounted for a day after the boat capsized off the coast. At least seven other people are known dead.
Navy divers were unsuccessful during searches for the missing inside the boat overnight. At daybreak, the search resumed, say officials. It's still unclear what caused the ferry to sink. Less than half of the passengers who were on board have been rescued. Local media reports say the ship might have made an abrupt turn that caused the boat to lose its balance. But government officials say they do not want to speculate as to what caused the deadly accident. For NPR News, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
The Ukrainian government's efforts to reestablish control in the eastern part of the country appear to have run into a roadblock. According to officials there, pro-Russian insurgents who gained control of some government buildings were able to commandeer six Ukrainian armored vehicles along with their crews and hoist Russian flags over the vehicles. In the eastern city of Slovyansk, the insurgents have also taken control of police headquarters and of the administration building. The group is demanding broader autonomy for eastern Ukraine and closer ties with Russia. President Obama is announcing a new initiative to boost what he calls job-driven training. NPR's Craig Windham reports the plan will draw from existing funds to offer $600 million in grants to expand job training and apprenticeship programs.
The president spoke at a community college in western Pennsylvania, where he was joined by Vice President Biden and Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker. Obama told the crowd that while not all good jobs require a four-year college degree,
there's not a job out there that's going to pay a lot if you don't have some sort of specialized training.
Obama says the new grants will encourage community colleges
to figure out what skills local employers are looking for, and then partner with them to help design the curriculums and to prepare the students for those jobs.
The president says grant money will also be used to expand apprenticeship programs, which he says can help people get jobs in fields such as information technology and healthcare. Craig Windham, NPR News.
Bank of America is the latest financial firm to weigh in with weaker first quarter numbers. Charlotte-based bank says for the 3 months ending in March, it lost $514 million. That's compared with earnings of $1.1 billion for the same period a year ago. Loss amounted to 5 cents a share. According to the bank, much of the first quarter weakness was due to $6 billion in legal expenses as a result of a settlement over soured mortgage-backed securities with the Federal Housing Finance Administration. On Wall Street today, stocks closed higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 162 points today to end the session at 16,424. The NASDAQ rose 52 points to close at 4,086. The Standard & Poor's 500 also higher today, up 19 points to end the session at 1,862. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. According to the mother of a 25-year-old man being held by police after allegedly leaving a backpack carrying a rice cooker at the Boston Marathon finish line yesterday, her son suffers from bipolar disorder. Authorities say Kevin Kayvon Edson has been sent to a state psychiatric hospital for evaluation. Officials say Edson has been charged with possession of a hoax explosive device, threats to commit a crime, and disturbing the peace. Edson was stopped by police after passersby said they saw him yelling, walking barefoot, and wearing a black veil. Syrian troops have intensified their assault on the last rebel-held area of the city of Homs. NPR's Allison News reports rebels are fighting an increasingly desperate battle to hold their ground.
Syrian warplanes are pounding the area. Activists say dozens of people have been killed or wounded in the last 24 hours. The old city of Homs was once the heart of Syria's uprising against President Bashar al-Assad. Now, Abu Ziyad, one of the few civilians left there, says regime forces are trying to push into this last rebel bastion. He says that about 1,200 fighters remain, using ammunition smuggled in through routes now closed off by soldiers. Most civilians and even many fighters and activists left the area under a UN-brokered truce. One remaining rebel fighter posted a video on YouTube praying in the darkness. He says, "We'll continue to fight with all the strength and patience God gave us until we achieve the promised victory." Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.
Federal judges putting on hold a significant part of what some attorneys have called a momentous change to Ohio's gay marriage law. Judge today staying his ruling, ordering the state be required to recognize the marriages of gay couples who wed in other states. Judge Timothy Black did make an exception for four couples who filed a lawsuit in February that led to the current court case, ordered Ohio to recognize both spouses as on their children's birth certificates. This